Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting third. The left fielder, Danny Littlewiller. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Connie Ryan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick Culler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Camelli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clyde Schon. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Clyde Schon. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Peanuts Lowry. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The left fielder, Cliff Aberson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bob Scheffing. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Schmitz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Schmitz. And now, play ball. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Scheffing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Littlewiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlewiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of McCormick, who is chasing the ball. Waitkus reaches third base with a triple. Cliff Aberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aberson takes first base on ball four. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko strikes out. Two outs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCormick moves to second. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon misplays the ball. That's an error on Sturgeon. McCormick moves to third. Ryan moves to second. Hank Camelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Littlewiller. Mack reaches second base with a double. Nicholson moves to third. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nicholson scores. Mack moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mack scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowry hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Clyde Schon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schon is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-1 in the game. Holmes hits a fly ball into left field. Aberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Aberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aberson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Aberson hits a fly ball into left field. Littlewiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafko hits a pop-up towards short. Culler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Scheffing hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Danny Littlewiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlewiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Littlewiller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mack hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Camelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ryan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0-for-1 in the game. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hank Camelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Camelli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pafko, who is chasing the ball. Camelli reaches third base with a triple. Culler goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Cubs. Clyde Shawn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shawn is 0-for-1 in the game. Shawn strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-2 in the game. Holmes hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schmitz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowry hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Waitkus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schmitz moves to second. Cliff Averson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Averson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler fields it and throws to third for the out. Waitkus moves to second. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-2 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Waitkus moves to third. Averson moves to second. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0-for-2 in the game. Scheffing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Waitkus scores. Averson scores. Pafko moves to third. It's 4-1, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Pafko scores. Scheffing moves to second. It's 5-1, Cubs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-2 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Littwiller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Littwiller moves to second. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 2 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sturgeon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holmes, who is chasing the ball. Sturgeon reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Schmitz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sturgeon scores. It's 6-1, Cubs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 3 in the game. Lowry hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 2 in the game. Culler hits a fly ball into left field. Aberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Camelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camelli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Camelli hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Wright now pitching. Cliff Aberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aberson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Aberson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pavko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Sane pinch hits for Ed Wright. Johnny Sane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sane takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 3 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 3 in the game. McCormick hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Littwiller takes first base on ball 4. Holmes moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Nanny Fernandez now playing shortstop. Walt Lanfranconi now pitching. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCormick. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Nicholson trying to get to home. Holmes throws the ball in to Camelli, who tags Nicholson, who's trying to score from second, for the out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Sturgeon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mack moves to third. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Camelli for a passed ball. Sturgeon moves to second. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Schmitz strikes out. 2 outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-4 in the game. Lowry hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-3 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ryan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Massey pinch hits for Walt Lanfranconi. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Aberson. Massey reaches second base with a double. Ryan moves to third. Hank Camelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Camelli is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards first. Waitka settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Boston Braves, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.